With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington.
They have taken hostage the federal government and, by extension, the American people.
Senate Majority Leader John Thune blaming the shutdown on the Democrats, but he says they have one more chance today.
They have an opportunity, a fourth opportunity, fourth time today, to vote to open up the government and to allow us to do the rest of the work that the American people expects us to do.
A handful of Democrats have voted for an end to the shutdown, but Republicans will need more to get the government back up and running. In the battle for peace in Israel, President Trump is drawing his own line in the sand now, setting Sunday evening as a deadline for Hamas to agree to a deal ending the war.
The president's latest ultimatum came in a social media post, threatening more attacks if Hamas doesn't agree to a proposed peace deal. He said this is the last chance for the militant group to accept. The president said an agreement must be reached by 6 p.m. Eastern Time on Sunday. Writing in all caps, he declared there will be peace in the Middle East one way or the other. Greg Clugston, Washington.
White House Budget Director Russ Vogt says the administration will withhold $2.1 billion for Chicago infrastructure projects. An effect of the government shutdown, the pause affects long-awaited plan to extend the city's Red Line train. Keith Peters reports federal health officials have approved another generic version of an abortion pill.
That's prompting outrage from pro-life groups. Students for Life Action, in a statement Thursday, called the approval of mifepristone a stain on the Trump presidency and another sign that the deep state at the FDA must go. The FDA first approved the drug as safe and effective in 2000. The new version of the pill is from drug maker Evita Solutions. It's not the first generic version, which the FDA previously approved in 2019. Keith Peters, Washington.
This is SRN News. Christians are coming together in North Carolina after a deadly shooting.
The deaths of three people and injuries to five motivated Pastor Devon Barnum of Southport Baptist Church to respond with care as Jesus would. He organized a vigil at his church, which drew between 800 and 1,000 people, according to Baptist Press. During the vigil, first responders and pastors from the area led attendees in prayer for the victims and the community, as well as the suspect. George Williams, SRN News.
Christian Today reports a nurse in the UK has been suspended from her duties for misgendering a convicted pedophile. Jennifer Melly was suspended after she referred to the patient's biological male sex when discussing treatment with a doctor and addressed the patient as Mr. The patient claimed to be a woman but is serving time at the high-security men's prison and is then alleged to have racially abused Melly. This is SRN News. German officials say the Munich airport was temporarily shut down from unidentified drone sightings in the area. Here's correspondent Charles de Ledesma.
Munich airport was temporarily shut down overnight after several drone sightings in the area, the latest mysterious overflights in the airspace of EU member countries. Germany's air traffic control restricted flights at the airport shortly after 10 p.m. local time on Thursday and then halted them altogether. 17 flights were unable to take off, affecting almost 3,000 passengers, while 15 arriving flights were diverted to other airports. Flights in and out of the airport resumed 7 hours later. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Russia launched its biggest attack of the war overnight against natural gas sites run by Ukraine's state-owned group that runs the energy there. Officials said that Russia fired a total of 381 drones and 35 missiles at Ukraine. More details at srnnews.com.